I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny.
We're fulfilling our own destiny. Yes, we are. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening to you all. You are listening to Purpose Talk Radio. My name is Cindy Freeman, your host for the show. Today is Monday, April 21st. And our guest today will be Jillian Clark on the topic of even though cancer has its extras, don't let it take away your purpose. We'll bring her on in a few minutes after we do a little bit of housekeeping things for this show. As I said, this is Purpose Talk Radio. If you'd like to know more about the mission of the show and the company, we do have a website at PurposeTalkRadio.com. And essentially, the show is about people who are living their purpose, who know that they've arrived there, and are willing to share how they got there with you, the listeners. In addition to that, on our website, we have information about our past and some of our upcoming future guests. And they will, you know, their history is vast. We have spirituality. We have someone that's just general. We have, you know, you don't have to be a minister to be living in your spiritual purpose. You don't have to be older. You know, we've got, I'm looking to get a couple of teenagers on in the future, this summer, that are living their purpose and finding out what that is. So it doesn't matter what you're doing in life. You choose your path. Hopefully you find out what it is and that it's in line with your own spiritual being or your soul and your soul purpose, and you can live from that. Now, if you'd like to ask any questions during the show, there's a couple ways you can get to us, and the first one would be to call 347-205-9074. Again, that is 347-205-9074. We also have two different chat rooms that we use with this show. The first one is the Blog Talk Radio chat room, which is being open now as we speak, and that one is at the bottom of the page. On this show, if you scroll all the way down to the bottom, you will see that it's just general conversation that goes on in there. And then the other one that I have is at the Facebook page, Purpose Talk Radio Conversations. And on that one is a thread that's pinned to the top of the page where you are able to come and, you know, talk about what resonates with you through the show. Let's see. I think that is pretty much what we have for you today. We do have shows booked through July, which is absolutely wonderful. But if you'd like to be a guest on the show, you can gladly contact me at Cindy@PurposeTalkRadio.com. Just a general message there. That's the easy way to do things. And let's see, or if you know someone that liked. The other piece is if you'd like to share your own services and quality of life or whatever you might like to share with the services, products, things like that, with the listeners of Purpose Talk Radio, you can do that by sponsoring the show, and we'd love to have you be a part of that. I'm sorry, I'm floundering just a little bit here. I'm opening a couple of windows that apparently Blog Talk decided to shut down something I had open here. And we don't know why that happens all the time, but it just does. And I think they're going through another updating thing because several of my friends also are struggling a little bit with their shows. Hopefully we keep connected today. If not, just bear with us, and we will be... finding our way back to the show. And right now I need to find my way back to my switchboard to be able to bring Jillian in and have her say hi to us. So I hope she has turned off her phone, because I'm going to bring her in on Skype. Hello, Jillian.
Hello, Cindy Freeman. Can you hear me?
I sure can. How are you doing?
I'm awesome. Yourself?
Pretty good, pretty good. Oh, I know what I forgot. Part of the things that we talk about here, too, is our theme song, I Am Who I Am. And what you heard was Jillian Boyser singing in the background. And we can hear all every little movement that she's making now on her in her home there, too. So I apologize for that there. But the song we had is I Am Who I Am, and that is by the group True Trinity, which is Jillian, myself, and Rachel Martinez. So we will talk maybe briefly about that, you know, because Jillian is also a singer-songwriter in addition to the Chicks for a Cause that we'll be speaking about. So, the other thing that I do want to mention is that we do send out our condolences to Barbara Patterson, who was the first co-host with Jan Revelle on our show. She lost her husband unexpectedly. He was on a business trip last week, and they found him dead in his hotel room. So we do send our condolences out to her and their two small children and their family as they go through this time of transition, and that they moved about 2 years ago to a new home. And so I know that's going to be a little bit tough for them, and hope that they can do whatever they need to be doing at this time. And we also send out our condolences to the families of Columbine. I don't want to say celebrated, but we honor them 15 years since the tragedy there as well. And I saw lots of articles where people are sharing what they've discovered to be their purpose out of that tragedy. And, you know, it was really nice to see that, because out of tragedy, there are good things that can happen. It takes a while sometimes to show it, but it does show up eventually. So now, Jillian, I'll bring you back over here. Sorry about that. We've got Earth Day coming up tomorrow, too. You do anything with that, or anything that that you like doing in the outdoors?
I love the outdoors. That's probably where I get a lot of my inspiration. Going back to Columbine for a second, I did see that show last night. And, you know, I always say with bad comes good, and we all have gone through things. And, you know, I really feel for everybody, even today running the Boston Marathon, all those survivors that, you know, had got through the bombing and had been injured and have lost their lives. You know, we all have stuff going on. So prayers and blessings to all that are going through tough times.
Right. That's true. That's right. We got the Boston Marathon. That's not all those anniversaries and things that we have to go through and endure. So based on that, we have, well, as I said, you know, I've met Jillian about, 9 years ago at a Chicks for a Cause event. We have a mutual friend who is a singer-songwriter, and she invited me to a Chicks for a Cause event. So I got the opportunity to hear Jillian's story, and, you know, got to understand what her purpose was and the dream was for the organization Chicks for a Cause. And at that time, I was not familiar with anyone really in my immediate family who had cancer or who was going through any of it. And I know that's amazing. Because most people are touched by it in some way, shape, or form. Since then, boy, my dad's had skin cancer. I've had an aunt who's had breast cancer. I had a friend who died of glioblastoma, which is the most aggressive brain cancer there is. So it's touched me pretty aggressively. And what Jillian will be sharing with us is some of her vision for this group, Chicks for a Cause, that helps people still continue with their vision, their mission, their purpose in life, even when it is a diagnosis of cancer. Now, Jillian is a gifted woman, of course. She promotes and encourages others to walk their own path. She's a visionary, a motivator, educator, as well as the founder and CEO of Chicks for a Cause Limited. It's a nonprofit organization that helps people fighting cancer with its Gift of Love program. And that's also the name of one of her original songs, which we'll get to later. Jillian is a Wisconsin native with a passion for singing, songwriting, playing guitar. Jillian has been singing semi-professionally for 20 years. Some of her accomplishments include a tree lighting ceremony in Washington, D.C., singing on the stage of the Grand Ole Opry, where she won a recording contract, and the venues at the United States of Europe that has co-written the Purpose Talk radio song, I Am Who I Am. In addition to Chicks for Cause, Jillian's business, Handy Woman, W-O-M-Y Productions, offers writing and presenting classes on living one's true destiny, as well as motivational topics for the general public. She presents continuing education classes on ethics and customer service insurance professionals. Jillian, because she walks with trust and faith, she is living her lifetime goal of helping others. She gained inspiration throughout her life, shares an inspiration with others whenever given the opportunity. Jillian says she does whatever it takes to learn, maybe to meet a new friend, to give hope. Most of all, she wants to put a smile in your heart and help you live your purpose today. So, again, welcome, Jillian.
Thanks.
So the question that everybody gets is, what was there a turning point or was there a specific moment that helped you realize what your purpose was? And obviously, several levels to your purpose and things that you do. But any of them that you choose the moment, what moment did you have that said, this is what I want to be doing, this is what I know I'm supposed to be doing?
Well, I've always known that I was one to help others. And however that looked, I still keep that always open, because with Chicks for a Cause, it started when three of my friends were actually diagnosed with cancer. And I was sitting with one of my friends in a waiting room at a hospital, and I kept saying, what should I do? What can I do? And it just came through me, whether you call it God, spirit, you know, it was divine intervention that day that said, CHIX, the number four cause, helping cancer patients while they're going through treatment. How that looked after that, I had no clue, but I knew that we had to do something. And I would have never thought sitting here today, 10 years, going on 10 years actually, later, that it has unfolded so beautifully. And that is, you know, that's been my purpose. And I live every single day to do those kind of things to help people, even if they're going through cancer or not, because we all have something. But cancer has happened to be one of the big things at that time. And finding out that it's just more than helping that one person, it's helping the surrounding people as well on how to get through this. Because I have never gone through cancer, and I don't know how that feels. I know how it feels to be a loved one, and I know it doesn't feel good. And to see someone suffer that way, going through chemotherapy and radiation is not fun. And you'd like to do it yourself if you could. But again, we all have a path to walk. And whether you have cancer or you're helping someone with cancer, that is, you know, I don't know how to say it. It is, it's a blessing kind of, because you open your eyes more to others, especially I do. To help share the story, to help share with others how people that are going through cancer and families are in need of help. And at the end of the day, Dwayne Dyer just has a brand new program out, and it's called Love Period. And if we just did that, Love Period, that is just what we should do. And I guess Gifts of Love came about later on down the line through Chicks, but giving gifts of love to the people that are going through the cancer, giving support with the families, or just to talk, or just to give a hug, has been really important.
So what types of things have you found that, you know, are most prevalent that people need as they're going through these cancer treatments?
Well, because everybody is different, and depending upon their cancer treatment, their time off, all that stuff, it's, you know, there is some common denominators. Of course, people can't, they have to take some time off of work, and if there's additional bills that incur, especially when it comes to driving back and forth to appointments, not being able to eat properly, so we're going to go through drive-thrus, or we're going to get the family fed some kind of way. So the common thread there is a lot of people will need food, like gift cards from different grocery stores in the community. Definitely gas cards are a big factor, and house payments. We do nothing. We've never done anything with insurance because that just becomes too complicated. But we have found that we get to the immediate need, which is some love, giving them love and putting a smile on their face, you know, make them feel good for the day, if so that way they can help get through it. But I would say gas and food and housing has really been a big deal.
Okay. And then, you know, we know that a lot of times when people go through these treatments too, they, you know, they start losing their self-esteem. You know, they think that, you know, I'm not going to be loved by my spouse anymore, or my friends, you know, it seems like friends kind of start to shy away because mm-hmm. they don't know what to say. You know, is there anything that you can suggest to people? You know, Jesus, my friend has just been told she's got cancer. What can I say? Or what, you know, mm-hmm. what should I, is there anything that you cannot say other than to run away and avoid them?
Well, that sometimes happens as well. But most of the time people are right there by their side right away. You know, what can we do? We'll help you do whatever you need. And, you know, cancer is pretty much a commitment. It's sometimes 3 months, 6 months, a year, the rest of your life, you're going to deal with this. And the family members and friends will help it anywhere from, this is what I found, they'll help for a long time, but 3 to 6 months is usually the time where, you know, people go back to their lives, but you're still battling this disease, and the husband, the wife, the significant other, and the kids are still affected by it. And a lot of times they don't want to even share the point that, hey, our house payments due. I don't have enough money for gas, and I don't have enough money for food, because they're too proud or they're just not willing to help. If you've got a friend that is, or a loved one that is going through cancer, I say the best thing you can do is keep hugging them and keep loving them. And not always harbor on the cancer, but just ask, is there anything I can do for you today? You know, sometimes just cleaning their house is a big deal, or just giving them a hug to feel good, or, you know, giving them a gift certificate for food or gas. Sometimes those little things really do make a difference. But a lot of people are proud, and they don't share that. When we actually call them to do the first interview, those are some of the questions we ask. What can we do to help you? And maybe as a loved one, what can I do to help you? And stop and let them talk about it. Let them share what they're feeling. A lot of times people don't take the time just to listen. And I think that's one of the key things that has made us stay this long, is because we are willing to listen for a moment, at least a moment, if not longer.
And that makes a lot of sense. That, like you said, that just stop and listen and let them talk, let them get out their emotions, let them process in whatever manner works for them, because what I have found is, it was funny. My dad, when he had the skin cancer, it was like it was no big deal, supposedly. But I found out later that, maybe it'd wear on him a little bit, more than he ever admitted. When my friend was going through the glial, it wore on his wife like crazy. And, some days she said that she was doing really well and, we know what the end result is going to be and he's only going to be here for so long and yada, yada. And then other days she was ready to rip into the world. And we just had to let those emotions process because they were hers. And mm-hmm. she was the only one that could do anything with them. We couldn't do it for her. So, that makes sense. Just to listen and just to be there. The other thing is that they don't ever know what they need a lot of times because they are in this world, right? Mm-hmm. The chemicals wear on your brain, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, they're in a mode of which doctor I have to go to, and it's just like, what hospital am I in? They're pretty much in a mode where I have to survive. I've got to get through this, and that's all they're thinking about. They're not thinking about anything else a lot of times. And if anybody's been in the hospital long periods of time and you sat there and you by their side and you love them, but it becomes wearing and tearing. The first couple of months, it's okay, but then after that, it becomes, it becomes old. Like, really, when is this ever going to stop? Is it ever going to stop? And there's all these emotions. Are they going to die? What can I do to help? All that. And it's like a lot of times, if you listen, you will find out what they really, truly need. Sometimes it may just be a prayer shawl. We give prayer shawls, and I can't tell you how many times people have said to me that, you know what, Jillian, that prayer shawl, when you said just put it around me and know that people that have made this prayer shawl and people that have prayed over this prayer shawl are giving me hugs, I feel so much better. So it goes back to saying it's not so much the material things, which are great to have. It's that personal touch. It's that love. It's that is what we all need, basically. But when you're going through that kind of thing, it's escalated even more.
Right. And those are those extras that we were talking about, that cancer takes away, that love, that feeling that, what do I do next?
Mm-hmm.
Even that control, people that are used to... being able to schedule, this is when I'm going to work, this is when I'm going to go play golf, this is when I'm going to sit and watch my favorite TV show, all of that gets disrupted.
Exactly.
And they, can often feel like their purpose for living is gone. If they can't be in the gym anymore, if they can't play on their golf league or their bowling league or whatever. Those things that they thought were their personality just end up going away. So how do you, when you talk to people, because you go out and I know you visit with some people that, in the case of the Chicks of Love, excuse me, I just
Gifts of
Love. Chicks for a Cause Gift of Love program. Some of what you do is you go out and you spend some time with these people. So what types of things do you share with them that might be resources or ways for them to stay in their purpose? You don't just walk in the door and say, here, we have this package, this care package for you, and hope you're doing better. I know that's not the way you guys work. So,
no.
What types of things do you tell them?
I've had some great Gift of Love team members and in the past and myself, and we've been really good at, because I can't go on all of them, but when you sit and talk to somebody, it is so amazing how they're feeling. Can you hear me now? Did I lose you? Can you hear me? I just heard it go off, so sorry.
Yes, you're good. You're good.
Okay, sorry.
I went away to go check a phone call because there's somebody on hold that. So
when myself or other team members will go, we'll sit down at first and we'll just talk about how they're feeling, what they're going through. They'll tell us somewhat about their treatment, their prognosis, when they'll know exactly the time of day usually when and where they were when they were diagnosed. Family members, though, if they're around, will share different stories. And it's kind of like, I remember when my partner was diagnosed with cancer, and the doc said, he goes, you know, once you've been diagnosed with cancer, and we all become a team. If you come around, you're pretty much part of the family. And now we're your family, and we're part of the family. So I always believe whether we're friends, relatives, or somebody in the passing for the moment, we're right there when we need to be to help that person. And that moment is so very special. Now, there's common threads, and of course, because of how we ask the questions and how we listen to what they have to say, I hear a lot of times, I'm tired. I want to, you know, I can't wait to feel better. I want to just feel better and do something. Sometimes we've prayed with them. Sometimes we just sat there and hugged. Sometimes, you know, we just process things. But for the most part, we will just sit. And it's usually an hour to 2 hours, depending upon the person, that we'll be there. And then towards the end, we start pulling out the presents, I call them, and the gas cards, the food cards. We may be paying a car payment. We may pay food, but rent or a house payment. We have also then said, you remember you said you haven't gone with your husband on a date for a while. Maybe it's dinner and a movie, or we just unfortunately, one of our gifts of love had transitioned a few weeks ago, but we had gotten a thank you. We had sent him to a bread and breakfast in Wisconsin and a really nice supper club. And I got the letter and she said, I just want to tell you what a blessing it was to be able to spend time with my family. And I'm like, oh, that's so good. And family, she had like little kids in the background, and she said, not only were me and my husband given time to be together, you didn't know this, but my family, my daughter and the grandkids, lived 5 miles away from this bed and breakfast. So not only were they able to spend time together as husband and wife, she got to spend time with her grandkids. And I can't even tell you what that means. Those are stories that happen over and over again. That is, you know, if life is taken from us, we're never promised tomorrow. But for that moment, there wasn't cancer going on. There was nothing but having enjoyable times with the family and loved ones. It was very special. So that's, to me, what gifts of love are all about, is giving and sharing. And for the moment, again, we're not promised tomorrow.
Now, that story brings tears to my eyes and chills to my spine, you know, because, yeah, like you said, how would you have, you know, you didn't know that, and trusting, you know, just listening to spirit for yourself, you know, to know what to give them or what they needed, is just awesome. That's cool.
That's just one of many, Cindy, one of many.
Yeah. So do you have any idea how many people you have helped over the 10 years?
Well, I know that we've given over 125,000, close to $130,000 in the last 9 years that we've been a 501c3. I don't have, it's over 100 and some, I don't have the exact figures. I think it's like one, it's over 100. Over 100 people.
And then, you know, if you think about that, and that, you know, we are 6 degrees away, or 5, depending upon who you talk to these days.
Or a handshake or a hug away.
You know, whatever it is, think of how many other people it has touched because of, you know, somebody being able to say, hey, you know, this organization's helped, or, hey, I was able to get away with my family, or, you know, I was able to go to work because I have the gas money, or whatever. You know, and they were able to go into a restaurant and maybe share their story with somebody else who was going through something. You just never know how many hundreds of thousands of people that all of those people have touched. And, you know, you don't have to be a Chicks for a Cause to do that, folks. Just being yourself. Like I had said before, it's just reaching out to someone. You know, you might hear in a grocery store somebody chatting about, you know, I got to go to this doctor appointment. It may be cancer. It may be, you know, a stubbed toe or a bunion or a whatever. You know, we never know what our words and our actions are going to do to help someone and make someone's day. Just like I said in Jillian's introduction, you know, whatever it takes to put a smile on somebody's face, you know, I hope you have the opportunity to be able to do that, whether you're with the Chicks for a Cause or whether you're with your own organization that helps or whether you're just being yourself. Because you'll never know until you do it how good that makes you feel as well. So,
we've done
a little bit more specifically about Chicks. Yep.
Okay, sure. We have found, like I was just going to say, we have found that when people really want to do something and they don't really know what to do, but they may have, you know, want to do a fundraiser or they have already have something in place and they have this extra money, now what do I do with it? We have found that partnering up with others in the community and outside of the community have become more successful. I was talking to a gentleman that puts on our races. It's called a super motocross motorcycle races in West Bend. They've been doing that now for a few years. And he said, you know what I love about being able to put something on is that I get to play and have fun, and I get another reason to ride my motorcycle. But then it's just the weekend, and I'm giving of my time, and people are giving of their money, and that's it. And I'm done, and I've done what I needed to do. For us, for me anyway, it's 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, because I'm always thinking, even in my sleep, I think I dream stuff. But I'm always trying to see how I can better this and how I can, you know, find another way to make it grow. Where these people are like, I had another one 2 weeks ago. They're called the Spotless Weekenders. 13 states come together in Galena, Illinois. And last year, a lady had came to our evening of celebration and said, you know, we've got some extra money and we'd like to find a way to get it to somebody. And we think this would be a great organization to do it. Now, Cindy, we're only in southeastern Wisconsin, as you know, but we're talking 13 states of women. It's like 100, almost 125, 30 women come together in Galena every year. This is their 15th year, and they raised over $1,500 for us, additional money that they had. They had a great time. And we got to be the beneficiary of it. Not everybody has it in their state yet, but it will happen. So it's partnering up and finding people that have heard about what we're doing, and they donate and they care. And the mayor of Galena had spoken. His wife handed us a check for $100. We don't help in Galena, Illinois yet, but she knows that cancer is touched. Everybody's touched by cancer in some form or fashion. And what we do is help the person. You know, there's so many great organizations out there that are trying to find ways to cure cancer, as they say, or trying to, you know, make it go away, where we are trying to help that person for the moment. And there's not a lot of us out there that are actually doing that. So there is fun in fundraising, I was told, and that's all we do is, you know, when you can help somebody and still have fun doing it, it's a great day.
And, you know, at this point, I really only know probably of two. And, you know, granted, I have extensive research or anything like that because it was not necessarily something that I had thought I would be involved with. I was hoping that Cindy Carter might call in because I know she has an organization out in Maryland that is called the Cancer Support Foundation, and they do, not similar to you, I mean, they try to help people stay in their homes and that by talking to the landlords and dealing with it on that level where they might give them, you know, a break when life gets bad. And the other thing that they're doing is some legislation out there because the other part is, of course, a lot of times people can't find a job if they, you know, they've lost their employment because they can't fulfill hours that they're supposed to. What they're doing out in Maryland, and you know, one of the things that you and I have briefly talked about, you know, is out here too. You know, you can't collect unemployment because you can't work the hours that are required. So in Maryland, they're working with the legislators to try to accommodate that for people going through any kind of treatment, but especially cancer is the big one. That yes, you know, it's not their fault per se that they can't be available certain hours of the day. But those are the only two that I've really heard of as I've done some internet research, and as anybody that knows me and has seen some of my posts, I'm all over the internet. So, like you say, there's not a lot out there that do it from this angle. You've got your cancer societies and that are doing the research and the, like you said, the cures and the medical stuff. So,
right. But we do have local, like if you look at Susan G. Komen, you know, there's breast cancer. There's specific organizations that just go on to the one cancer. And there's a lot of breast cancer out there. There's some prostate cancer. Children's cancer is really prevalent. There's a lot of things going on in that community. But as far as all cancers go, no, not really. But there are organizations that are helping specific types of cancers. So I just want to be clear with that because I do have some that I've, there's a magazine out there that I get all the time. It's called Cure. It's a C-U-R-E. It's a free magazine that people can actually get. We hand it out to our gifts of love. But you can actually go, I believe it's cure.com. I'm looking on here to see if there's a website, but you can actually go on there and every month they send out different types of cancers, but their resource page with statistics and stuff is really good. And they do help even the survivors. They even have some things for survivors and patient advocacies on the bigger level. Insurance, they have some stuff about insurance, which we don't get into, Social Security, disability, social workers. But we do also give that type of advice to get a social worker if you need more help. And it becomes more in-depth because depending upon the diagnosis. But again, this is a small monetary to help with the heart to make it feel good for that moment, to give them hope.
Right. Now, we have Anna Renault in our chat room making some comments. She's saying our lines are busy. So I'm hoping that's not the case because I've lost you again. People want to try to call in. It's 347-205-9074. You will be on hold until we pick you up. Try picking up a couple lines and nobody's there. But again, 347-205-9074. But Anna's gone through, oh, geez, we've had her on the show, and I think it's like, if she'll correct me, probably like four or five different types of cancer that she's battled over the years and still is dealing with it on a daily basis. But she had said that the Komen Foundation does not actually give to cancer patients. So just as an FYI.
And well, we did have a lady that received money, and then most of the foundations don't have the money, I mean, to give. But I know that we had one lady that got quite a significant amount of money through the Susan G. Komen Foundation. So okay. I don't know. I'm not sure. I don't know what their, you know,
criteria
stipulations are. Criteria, yeah, okay. Exactly.
Okay. So maybe something else to look into a little bit more. You know, and I know, you know, some friends that have tried various things, and I, like you said, there's different criteria for different organizations, so kind of just got to make the phone calls and reach out too, and that takes time. So maybe, you know, those phone calls sometimes can help too. All right, so one of the things that, you know, you said you designed, let me see which way do I want to go. Okay, one of the things that you have for Chicks for a Cause is that you do something with other organizations. You know, you started out in the local West Bend area about 10 years ago, and now you're covering 5 counties and sometimes beyond that in Southeast Wisconsin. I'll challenge you just a little bit. You're now expanding into Illinois. So, you know, if people want to come on board in different states and start and partner with other Chicks for a Cause organizations. Now, again, folks, one of the things that caught me off guard from the beginning was chicks. You know, as common people know it as women or whatever, this organization is not solely for women. The chicks that, Jillian later discovered, which I'll have a talk about next, is cancer has its extras, not, you know, just a women's organization. But so, you know, as we expand out, would you be willing to partner with other people that might want to start their own chicks organizations in other states and other areas?
Oh, definitely. That's something that we are after our evening of celebration on Saturday, it's on our game plan or our, you know, on our board that we are going to start working on what is it going to look like when people come to us and say, we don't have a Chicks for a Cause and how can we get one started? That is something that I have envisioned for years, and until it's tight enough and we have the manuals and the agreements together, we are now going to entertain that, yes, if somebody came and said, hey, we do events outside of the area, but we still stay within southeastern Wisconsin and bordering counties of Washington County, which is a very big area. But if Jerry has his kids on the MD side, Jillian has her kids, and there's way more kids that are involved in the United States than just in our little neck of the woods. So, you know, when you think about 1 in 4 are diagnosed with cancer, 1,600 people per day are diagnosed with cancer. That's a lot of people. So we do need a Chicks for a Cause in every community. But if anybody is willing and able that wants to help in the areas of establishing outside, I would be more than happy to entertain that.
And so how do people get a hold of you? We'll repeat it again later, but how would people get a hold of you if they would be interested in doing that?
I would say jillian.clark@chicksforacause.org is my email, or you could just go also to the website at chicksforacause.org, which is chix4acause.org, and you can just get the information on the website as well.
Okay.
Or Facebook. We're always good at Facebook. Like us on Facebook. More likes are always better, as you know. Or myself. You can request me as a friend.
Okay. So let's back up to your purpose in all of this. You said you were sitting in a hospital room saying, what's next? How can I do this? I've had enough of this at the third person in a short period of time that, you know, you're sitting in the hospital room waiting. Or the waiting room waiting. You know, what did that look like for you back then, and what has transpired to change the organization over those years?
back then it was an idea. The vision wasn't as near as it is now as far as where are we going. But the purpose remains to help somebody going through cancer, you know, one person at a time, one moment at a time, because that has always been, that has stayed the same. But I would have never thought, you know, in Washington County and then growing it from there, and how big of a deal this really is and how many people that we've really touched and the way it unfolds. Because I don't want anything as an idea to grow really too fast, but you want it to grow, because if it stays stagnant, you know, it's gonna falter. But every time I think, oh, this is really getting, you know, it's too much. I don't, you know, it's not really going the way I want it to go. Well, it's not about me. It's about what's going on in the world and what needs to really happen. So then it grows and more money comes in. The other day, we had given out $1,600 for our insurance. And I said, you know, that's a lot of money. And lo and behold, $1,600 doesn't come right back in the door from a check. So I had a smile and go, well, I guess we're still here. We've got insurance for a year, and we can now help somebody else. So from the small, like you said, the small, how do you vision and how did it grow? You know, I take it day by day. I have my vision board and I have my goals, and they keep being retweaked every year, every day. But that's just how it works. I mean, I would have never thought how to even run a 501c3. I mean, really, you put a fundraiser together, can't you deduct it? Well, no, you have to be a 501c3. So you learn how to do that. And now we're just learning how to put people in the right place to help in certain areas. It's a business. I mean, it really is a business. And you start with a mom and pop, and then you start growing. And you never know when your franchise is about to ready to go.
And most of your organization is run by volunteers, or you're working with volunteers through almost all of this, correct?
Yes, all of everybody that helps is a volunteer, correct.
You know, so you're doing that with your Gifts of Love team, your publicity, your event that you said is coming up. You've got a 10th anniversary event coming up, so it's the 10th big fundraiser that you've had. What's happening with that?
Our fundraiser?
Yep.
Oh, that is next. That's coming up this Saturday. I'm sitting here going, well, I could be doing this, this, and this, but I am here promoting. So that's a great thing. It is a evening of celebration where Gifts of Love, where we first started it, we didn't have any Gifts of Love, but it was the purpose was always to have an evening where you can celebrate life. And so often we have lost many people to this terrible disease, but we forget that the people that are going through it and the people that have gone through it and the family members just need time to reflect and to hang around with like-minded people that understand the purpose. And it is an amazing evening where we've had music in the past. We have had comedians in the past. We've had a national act in the past. But it's, again, John McGivern, who is a really, really good friend of mine. He's a nationally known comedian and has been in Princess Diaries and has done some PBS stuff. And he's on the radio a lot. He's a great storyteller. He teaches. He's just a great man. And this last year, I had met with a marketing guy, and he said, you really need to find a way to let Chicks for Known be known in a lot of communities. And he said, get a day proclamated. And I said, a day proclamated. And how am I going to get a day proclamated? Well, let's see. You have to find a day first. Well, I said, well, April happens to be our month in which we do our celebration. And then he said, Well, you don't want April 1st because that would be wrong. And I sat back and, you know, I was contemplating. I'm like, why wouldn't it be wrong? It wouldn't be wrong. You know, cancer's not fooling around. Neither are we. And if we get April 1st done, we can just go through the whole month. And eventually we can have a lavender month. Maybe we have things painted lavender or people wear lavender shirts or the nation knows that April's Chicks for a Cause month. You know, cancer's not fooling around and neither are we. And, you know, 8 months later, actually a couple, what was it now, about 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago, we had our Lieutenant Governor April 1st, so that would be 3 weeks ago. Our Lieutenant Governor, Rebecca Clayfish, happened to be in Wisconsin, and I mean, well, she's in Wisconsin in West Bend, and right down the street from where we are located. And she happened to meet with us and was able to give us the proclamation that the governor had granted. And she is a survivor as well. And then the following week, the mayor of West Bend proclamated the month for the rest of Chicks for a Cause. And so did the county the rest of the time, Chicks for a Cause month. As long as down, they will keep putting us as a proclamated day and month, which I really am proud, and we are getting a lot of recognition from that. I would have never thought that, you know, getting a governor's stamp of approval or a mayor's stamp of approval would become more credible. But I guess the more higher people that are in the community that are well known, the better we are going to be. I vision that one day an actress or a musician that is been out in the world would come along and say, you know, I really love what you're doing, and let them be the face of Chicks for a Cause, because that's where you know you've really done your job.
That sounds like a good goal to me. yeah. Why not?
You know, I was the face for a long time, and I have friends now going, I didn't know you were with Chicks for a Cause anymore. I said, but it's Chicks for a Cause. It's not Jillian Clark. It's Chicks for a Cause. Jillian Clark is not going to be around forever, but Chicks for a Cause, I want it to last on and on. That's part of, I guess, a legacy that everybody wants something and something to give, and whether it be big or small. And If that's one thing that I've done in the community, at least for now, I know that this is my purpose. It's growing, it's sticking around, and it's not going anywhere. So I know that it's something well needed in the world.
Yeah. Well, if you'd like, I have the proclamations in front of me. If you'd like, I'd be happy to share those with our audience. If you are all right with that.
I'm good.
Okay. So the one from the governor is, whereas members and clients are celebrating their 10th anniversary on Tuesday, April 1st, 2014, and whereas Chicks for a Cause Limited is a nonprofit organization with the goal of cancer patients in Southeast Wisconsin by sharing gifts of love which help the patients to maintain their lives during stressful times. And whereas the gifts of is a donation that can make a laptop to stay in touch with family, gas cards, food gift cards, rent or home payments, utility payments, cleaning services, emotional support, and more. And whereas to date, Chicks for a Cause has provided more than $100,000 in gifts to cancer patients in Southeast Wisconsin. Now, therefore, I, Scott Walker, Governor of the State of Wisconsin, do hereby proclaim Tuesday, April 1st, 2014, as Chicks for a Cause Day throughout the state of Wisconsin, and I commend this observation to all. Excuse me, I commend this observance to all of our citizens. The one from the city was very similar to the county one. Also, says whereas Chicks for a Cause celebrates their 10-year anniversary, which for a cause based nonprofit organization with the goal of helping cancer patients in Southeast Wisconsin by sharing gifts of love to help patients maintain their lives during stressful times. And whereas gifts of love are personalized one-time gifts that can range from family outings to the use of a laptop to stay in touch with loved ones, and assistance with rent, utilities, transportation, or groceries, things that assist recipients and their families to get through the difficult times. Whereas over the past decade, Chicks for a Cause has provided more than $125,000 to love to cancer patients in Southeast Wisconsin. Now, therefore, I, Craig Sandonikow, Mayor of the City of West Bend, commend Chicks for a Cause for its work in the community and do hereby proclaim the month of April to be No Fooling Around with Cancer Month in the City of West Bend. And I encourage all residents to help spread the word that we have the resource of Chicks for a Cause in our community and to be aware of special events arranged by Chicks for a Cause to help support the Gifts of Love program. So that is coming for this time. And, you know, hopefully as you go on, you'll get more people to recognize who and what the organization is. Now, I know the other thing that you did as part of your preparation, you sat there and I know it wasn't immediate, but you've come up with a theme song for the organization and for the Gift of Love program. And how did that come about? Because, again, you're a singer-songwriter, you've done stuff with True Trinity, but before that you did this song and you've done some other ones. So how did that theme song come about?
I have a wonderful, talented co-writer. Her name is Bea Lasher, who traditionally has come out. I don't know how this is happening, but there, can you hear me now?
Yeah, we haven't lost connection. You've been fine.
I've been hearing some static. That's why I'm going, can you hear me? And then I just heard my voice again. I'm like, wait a minute. Bea Lasher, who is, I lived in Nashville for a couple years, and I've been going to Nashville property of them. But she came to one of our events 5 years ago, maybe already. And she was really intrigued, and we were just sitting and talking, and all of a sudden she started writing down words, and then I started saying some words, and then she wrote some more words down, and we got a melody together, and there you have it. A Gift of Love was born, and it is the theme song for Chicks for a Cause. It is something that we give to all the Gifts of Love. And whoever else wants it, of course.
Okay. Well, while I let you get rid of that cough, I'm going to put you on hold.
Sorry.
That's okay. No, well, it's perfect timing. Again, divine intervention. We'll put you on hold, and we'll play the song.
Awesome.
Find a place in our hearts to love one another, then we'll all find the grace in our hearts to give to each other. We're fathers and mothers, sisters and brothers. Miracles are made when we pull together. One gift of love says it all.
Matter how great then why not give today?
And that was Jillian Clark singing the song Gift of Love that she and her friend V. Lasher wrote as a theme song for the Chicks for a Cause and Gift of Love program. So, awesome. Nice, nice song. So, Jillian, at this event this weekend, for those that might be listening from Wisconsin, Illinois, Minnesota, whatever they might be able to make it, how can they get tickets? Where can they get tickets? How can they get involved for the weekend? And what is it going to encompass besides John McGivern?
You can get tickets online. You can purchase them in advance online through PayPal. You can get a single ticket, or if you have more than one, you could buy three and get one. Now, if you can't attend, it's still okay to buy tickets because you are showing your support to help others by buying a ticket. So don't think that, oh, nope, can't go, wish I could. Well, that's okay. You don't have to actually attend, but you're showing your support purchasing three tickets or purchasing one ticket or more than as many as you want. We also have, if you cannot be present, we have what's called a golden ticket. We started this last year. We found we get 10 gifts that are valued over $200, which include an iPad mini, a Kindle Fire. We've got a bunch of other things. You can, I know we've posted it on Facebook. You can contact myself by emailing me or actually Cindy as well. And purchasing, they are $50. They're, like I said, there's only 100. There's actually only 100 tickets being sold at $50 a piece. So 1 in 10 will win a fabulous prize over $200. Most of them are well over $200. We have, I think, we also have a 32-inch TV. I'm just trying to think of some of the other things that are there. So if you can't make it, you can show your support that way. We also have, if you do attend, the doors open at 5:30. We have a lighter fare, which is some, you know, food, not a lot of food, but we've got food that, you know, help. And we've got raffles. We have such great raffles. We have silent auctions. We have vendors from the community. We have the table set up where you can just sit down and talk and collaborate and, you know, have memories or meet new friends. So the evening is a wonderful evening to just come together and share a common denominator of people battling cancer, fighting cancer, friends with cancer, and just supporting cancer, period.
And I think you're going to have some people that have been Gift of Love recipients also speaking and sharing their stories about survival and what that program has meant to them.
Right. I have one lady. Her name is Rebecca Wolf. We'll have her come up and speak. She was a Gift of Love recipient, and she has she's a survivor. And we'll have other people there. We have a board, too, with a lot of the thank yous this year because people don't realize how many things that we've done and shared with. So there'll be a couple thank you boards that people can read and see all the wonderful things that we've helped to do. We'll have a video as well. During my presentation, I will share the Gift of Love song with video showing in the background some of the things that we've done to help others and the people that we've helped so they can get a sense of the things that we've done throughout the year.
Okay.
And the years.
I'm not sure if I'm going to be on the air clean here because my Skype is breaking up too now. But if you'd like to, like you said, even if you're not in the area and able to attend the evening of celebration on Saturday, you can still purchase a ticket, you know, because it will help. Or you'll just take cash donations from people if you want also, and that's available by PayPal on the chicksforacause.org website. Let's see, I pulled up the golden ticket just for discussion's sake. We have there's two tickets to Milwaukee Symphony Orchestra, a golf package with rounds of golf, cart, and overnight stay, silver earring, 32-inch flat TV, Hyatt Milwaukee getaway weekend. So if you're out of the area and want to come to Milwaukee, there you go. There's a chance maybe to get that ticket, that prize. 7-piece set of stainless steel cookware, Kindle Fire, 2 preseason Packer tickets and parking, Whirlpool fabric softener, and an Apple iPad mini. And those are given away in the order that they're drawn. But like you said, there's only 100 tickets being sold at $50 a piece. So if you are out of the area, I presume you will, you know, they'll have to cover shipping or come get it. Is that correct?
Yes. You know, but need not be present to win, and that's okay.
Right. And that's the good piece of it, you know. And so if nothing else, you know, you are helping, again, to support the organization. And hey, if you'd be the one that would win the Hyatt Milwaukee getaway, you'd come in and pick it up right then and there. So it would work out well. there you go. So I think that's all we have on the Chicks for a Cause side, unless there's something that we missed your sharing.
No, I don't, unless there's somebody out there that has any questions or feeling anything, call in. Make some comments. Okay. I don't see anything on Facebook right now.
Okay. I think I lost this completely. If you can hear me, then you can keep talking.
I can hear you, Cindy.
There we go.
I can hear you.
Man,
you have not
Skype
lost.
Is a, you know,
yeah,
I don't know about Blog Talk Radio sometimes here these days. I don't want to diss it because, you know, it is a way to get our word out. But so, okay, so other than the Chicks for a Cause, you know, there was a little bit about your Handy Woman Productions, a little bit about your singer. What else is Jean Clark involved in as far as serving her purpose?
What am I involved in? Is that the question?
What is Jillian's purpose?
But it's to help one person at a time get through whatever it is, or just put a smile on their face. I try to live in the moment. I have been walking in trust and faith for over 9 years now, and it does have its challenges, but it's a blessing. My freedom to the universe is so much easier that way. I'm not tied down. To trust is very important, and I am proof of that. But I always say, don't try to run a nonprofit, quit your day job, and try to do programs on the side, because it's pretty stressful. But at the end of the day, if I look back and if I were to like not be here this next second, I can look back and say, you know, I've done the best I can do. I've helped as many people as I possibly could. And that's all I care. That's what I do for a living, is that I try to, you know, love. And I don't look at outside appearance. I look at what's on the inside, at the heart. And if more of us did that, it would be such a much better world. We all have our faults, and we all have, and some of us can hide it better than others. But, you know, if you look at that heart, there's always a shining light in there somewhere, and you find that light. And if you can help them bring that, bring, if you can help that person that doesn't know what their light truly is, I can help do that. I think just not helping cancer patients, if I look at the organization and how many people actually are helping us now, and the people that have been with us or have been with us for a little bit and moved on, I always say that, you know, it will help you find your purpose if you truly like the side of being around cancer patients, or you may like the administrative part. Find a place within the organization that you truly love and you really like it now. Then you may not be liking your job right now, but at least the stuff that you're doing within the organization will help you further your growth as a person. And so it's not just, to me, it's not just about Chicks for a Cause as helping cancer patients. Chicks for a Cause does this more than that. It helps others to grow. We've had other people go and work with other nonprofits. We've had people quit their day job because they really didn't like it anymore. And they went and found their true purpose, and they are working for the things that they love to do. If that is what I can help do, that's my purpose. So every day is a new challenge for me, and a new way to find a way to help somebody and to make the organization grow and to bring more people in to help them grow, to help the organization grow as well.
So out of that, would you like to share an affirmation for us for the week? Or would you like me to create one out of what you've just said?
An affirmation for the week. Why don't you create one? Because I'm thinking, where could I get an affirmation for the week? How about this? I'm living for today, not for tomorrow. I'm here for love, for life, forever.
Okay.
There you have it.
So what we had is, I'm living for today, not for tomorrow. I'm here for love, for life, forever. Cool. And I have put that into the Purpose Talk Radio Conversations Facebook page. We don't have a lot of conversation over there, so if you listen to the show either live or archived and would like to put some comments over there, please feel free during the week. After the event this weekend, I don't expect Jillian to necessarily jump over there much this week. She might, if you have any other questions and things for her. I probably won't be there much after this either, folks. It's going to be a very intense rest of this week, as I'm helping doing some work with this as well. But, you know, there is always that discussion beyond the next show, too. That's the good part about the Facebook page, is that it stays there forever. And the thread is always there. It just moves off the top of the page, so you can always look for it based on the dates. I think I'm pretty well. Sorry, we just had a big truck come by. I don't know if you guys heard that through my headphones, but it's like vibrated everything in my being for a moment. I don't think it was an earthquake, though. I think it was a big truck.
Could be a sinkhole. I don't know. You guys are having those pretty much countdown there.
Yeah, we are. Those are scary thoughts. It makes me glad I don't drive. Cars just drop off. It's like the Bermuda Triangle for the planes or something. Anyway. So, okay, I think we've pretty much covered everything we need to with you. One more time, how can people get a hold of you if they'd like to?
www.chicx4acause.org or jillian.clark@chicksforacause.org as well. Or find me on Facebook and like us on Facebook.
Okay. And I think you also have a personal website that you have a couple of songs on. I don't know if you can get the Gift of Love one up there or not, but I would think that people would be able to purchase that song from you by emailing you if it's not up on the website right now.
Not
I don't
up
think
on
it
the
is.
Website. Yeah, no, it's not up. Isn't it easier to make a donation to Chicks, and I will send it to you.
There you go. So send Jillian a message on that if you'd like.
Yes.
Okay. Sounds good. I will put you on hold and wrap up this this show then, and we will be talking to you later, I'm sure.
Thanks for
being my guest, Jillian.
Thank you, Cindy.
Okay, that was Jillian Clark and her serving her purpose of Chicks for a Cause Limited. An organization that helps people who are fighting cancer, mainly in the Southeast Wisconsin area. However, you know, there is a goal and a vision to go beyond that. 10 years ago, when she had a waiting room with her friend having surgery related to that cancer diagnosis. You know, everything came out on a piece of paper, and it was just a vision, like all of her goals and her dreams have been. A lot of things started out on pieces of paper. And it was to create this thing, Chicks for a Cause, with a music venue. And from there, it has grown from West Bend, Wisconsin, to the five-county area in Southeast Wisconsin, and ultimately, you know, a goal across the United States and maybe even the world of having Chicks for a Cause organizations that help people. You know, their Gift of Love program gives... as was said, you know, maybe help with a laptop to keep in touch with the family, or a gas card, pay mortgage, pay rent, pay whatever is needed to get through those tough times. And at the same time, sometimes some giveaways, getaway weekends, or dinner and a movie out for the family, because cancer does have its extras. That is the acronym of CHICS, C-H-I-X. Cancer has its extras. And when Jillian first created that, those words, she didn't know what that meant, what that acronym was, and it came to her later by listening to Spirit and listening to her purpose that was created over time. And like all of us, we just hope that when we hear these messages of what we can do to help others, whether it be a Chicks for a Cause, whether it be a Purpose Talk Radio, whether it be just knocking on somebody's door listening, maybe cutting a lawn as the summer comes by, grocery shopping, just listening to what they have to say. Just smiling sometimes is all somebody needs to have their day turn around. We hope that you find yourself in a position to be able to do that, to be able to give that, and that in that, each and every day, you are serving your own purpose. It doesn't take a lot. It really doesn't take a lot. And, you know, even for me, when I have a bad day, if I can find somebody to smile at, you know, the fun part, a lot of times they'll smile back. And even by me forcing that smile, and having one bounced back and reflected back to me, sometimes that can just change my day, as well as change theirs. You know, so I hope that you have that opportunity each and every day to do that. We do air here on Purpose Talk Radio every Monday, noon Pacific time, 3 p.m. Eastern, and 8 p.m. in the U.K. If you listen to the show live, want to listen to the archive again in a few moments after the show is over, you can do that on the same link. Anytime you do want to get a hold of me, you can email me at cindy@purposetalkradio.com. C-I-N-D-Y at purposetalkradio.com. Also, our website, being purposetalkradio.com, has information about our upcoming shows, our guests who will be involved in the guest lineup. We have shows scheduled between now and July, which is absolutely awesome. I never thought when I started this back in September that I was going to be able to do that. I just figured this was going to be a couple of months of me serving my purpose and having fun. And I have been amazed and blessed beyond words of people that have stepped forward and want to be guests on the program and want to share with you, with the listeners, what their purpose is. If you want to be a guest, though, you know, we've had a couple of people have to drop out at the last minute, so there may be some things between now and July or after July. Please do email me and let me know if you'd like to be a guest or you have a friend that might like to be a guest. The other part of that is we are potentially looking at doing another day of the week with some shows, either with myself as the host or someone else. If you'd like to partner with us on Purpose Talk Radio and have a show and make that your purpose, please do get a hold of me as well. Our affirmation for this week: I'm living for today, not for tomorrow. I'm here for love, for life, forever. So with having said all of that, I think we will bid you adieu for this week. And our theme song, again, is called I Am Who I Am by True Trinity, Jillian Clark, Rachel Martinez, and myself. That is available on our website at truetrinity.com. You are welcome to join us over there. Leave comments on our Facebook page as well. You know, there's lots of Facebook pages you can connect with. The True Trinity one, the Purpose Talk Radio one, Chicks for a Cause, mine at Cindy Freeman, Jillian's at Jillian Clark. There's a lot of other things that we do also that you can find us on various groups and things. So having said that, folks, as I said, I wish you a great week and wish you all soul blessings as we close with I Am Who I Am. And may you be who you are every moment of every day, living your purpose and your own destiny.
I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. I am me, I am who I am, I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny.